Marshall said yesterday they'd be willing to look into allowing a low-level nuclear waste site to be built there. Kimball Mayor Greg Robinson says he's willing to study locating the site there. Deb Crago, Economic Development Director for Kimball, says her region is interested in bringing in new industries and would consider looking into the storage facility. Rick Soper, Chairman of the Kimball County Board of Commissioners, agrees. A federal judge ruled earlier that former Governor Ben Nelson, now a U.S. Senator, engaged in a politically motivated and orchestrated plot to keep the regional site from being built in Nebraska. The company that spent the most trying to get a nuclear waste disposal site in Nebraska says it would prefer getting a site to getting its money back, but only if Nebraska won't regulate it. Fred Knapp reports.
Entergy Nuclear wanted to send low-level radioactive waste from its nuclear power plants in Arkansas and Louisiana to Boyd County, Nebraska, but the state refused a license. In a trial over that decision, Entergy said it no longer wanted to pursue a site in Nebraska. Judge Richard Cupp then ordered the state to repay what Entergy and others spent trying to get a license, more than $151 million, including interest. In recent weeks, after Nebraska lost an appeal, Governor Mike Johanns and others have been talking settlement, including reopening the possibility of a Nebraska site. Thursday, Entergy spokesman Carl Crawford said the company would welcome that.
Entergy started out looking for a low-level rad waste site, and we still would rather have one instead of getting all that money back.
That might sound good to legislators wondering how to come up with the money if the state's last appeals fail. But there's a catch. Crawford says Nebraska would have to give up regulatory authority over a site to the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
If the state insists on retaining regulatory jurisdiction in one of its state agencies rather than giving that regulation to the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission that's in the business of regulating those kind of sites, then we may just be starting all over again and may find that another change in the governor's office changes the rules of the game like this one did, and so we may not really gain much.
Governor Johanns couldn't immediately be reached for reaction, but 2 months after Cupp's original decision, he said he had no intention of giving up state authority, calling such a proposal extraordinary, unwarranted, and inappropriate. The Interstate Compact that wanted to build the site is considering asking the federal government to take away the state's authority. For NPRN News, I'm Fred Knapp.